This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour, DJV program, Thursday the 12th of April is upon us. There are a lot of things going on in the world, as there are every single day. I want to say hello to Joanne Aiello, who lives in San Mateo, California, listening to the DJV experience. Thank you very much. Good to have you there. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. Jennifer has the day off taking care of her mom. We're here to simplify the understanding that you may have of some of the important issues of the day. Then you can think about, well, do I want to do anything about it? Why is this important to me? How do we move thinking to a different place if it is something that requires a certain amount of understanding? So, Victoria, what do we have that's trending that we can apply all these techniques to?
Well, James Comey's name is in the news buzzing a lot. He, of course, is going to have that sit-down interview with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday night on ABC. It starts at 10 p.m. And there are a lot of – he has the new book out, and a lot of people are still kind of wondering what exactly was the real story behind that, with going all the way back to Hillary's emails.
From his perspective.
From his perspective, but I think a lot of people just wondering what really happened, because he was fired. He didn't really say anything after that. He hasn't made any statements.
Do you expect to get an objective point of view from him? As I mean, what's the real reason? You expect him to give you? I'm asked. This is a general question in a circumstance like that. It's going to be self-serving because he's selling a book. Much as anything else. Not that it won't be interesting conversation if you like all of the scuttlebutt, the Washington scuttlebutt. But, you know, and again...
Right, but I think that it will be... We haven't heard from him. And yeah. Obviously, anyone talking about their experience is their own opinion, and it's their side of the story.
Yeah, their story, yeah.
But regardless, I think people are still curious. Some of the questions that have been teased in the trailer of the interview, what really happened with Hillary and the emails, and should Donald Trump be impeached, and is there anything... There are a lot of other questions that are coming up. It will be interesting to see, just like watching Stormy Daniels or anybody else who is involved in the political world, what their answers will be. So I think that it's going to have a high intrigue factor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and again, selling a book, good way to sell a book is to get interviewed on a show like that. Here's another new book that's out this week, written by divorce attorney James Sexton. He interrogated a man who had ripped off his client, tells the story in the book. This guy marries her, steals half of her money, and then disappears. He says, it was the greatest moment of my career, because in order for this con man to avoid being deported, he needed to testify in court that he had an incredibly small, woo-hoo. Your whole life, you have this idea that you'll have some sort of Perry Mason moment, he writes in the book, or maybe the end of the movie A Few Good Men. Remember that with Tom Cruise? That was a great movie. Yeah. He says, and the book is called, by the way, If You're in My Office, It's Already Too Late, which I thought was kind of an interesting title for a book. It's a divorce lawyer's guide to staying together. He says there's a feeling when you know somebody is lying to you and you have proof of it. So he likes that. It's exhilarating. He says, getting mostly his clients were women, who were abused by men, kind of like Gloria Allred, in a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. The male equivalent of Gloria Allred. Do you know his name? Do you know this fellow?
No.
You ever heard of him before, John?
No.
I'm sorry, James Sexton.
No.
And the book is called, again, If You're in My Office, It's Already Too Late.
That's a great title.
It is. yeah. All right, so here's another new book. Ready? There's actually, I'm looking at a story. That is, the attributes go to the author of this book. The book described as the greatest history book ever written. says the world was created 6,010 years ago today. Back to the 1650s, Anglican Bishop James Usher, publishing his Annals of the World, subtitled The Origin of Time, and continued to the beginning of the emperor's reign. And this is a long title, and it was published in Latin, so the title's not as interesting as the story. This guy claims that he has proof that the earth was created 6,010 years ago today. And it has to do with the spring equinox and all kinds of other things. But the reason I bring it up is because there's no shortage of ideas. Think about this for a minute. There are 26 letters in the alphabet, right?
Mm-hmm.
The number of words that can be created, if you look at a dictionary, if there still is a dictionary actually on your bookshelf someplace, how many words are in there? Thousands and thousands and thousands of words are created by these 26 letters. Then, think about how many times the words have been used and reused over the millennia, whether it's English, whether it's Latin, whether it's French, whether it's Chinese, no matter what it is. How many times have the same characters and or letters been used in words, and the words used over and over and over again to tell different stories? It's really, when you think about it, kind of fascinating. It's like how much music is created out of eight notes, right?
Do, re,
mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Think about all of the things that we do with such a few number of, in this case, words, vowels, consonants, and that sort of thing. And so when I see, I don't really care about this new book, but I was thinking about how many books come out all the time, how many thoughts people have. My son is now working to create a script for a television show that he's working on. And then I'm thinking about how many different TV shows there are and movies, and how the same sort of stories, but yet the creation of dialogue using, again, words that are created by just those 26 letters. And what people say and how we think all, again, comes, the origin, is a combination of words created by just 26 letters. It kind of reminds me of something that I saw, you know, that show there, NBC on Sunday night has two kids shows, the one that Steve Harvey does, mm-hmm. and then there's the,
there's a Neil Patrick Harris
the quiz show.
Too, right?
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah. He said something the other night that fascinated me. He was talking to the kids. They were asked to memorize a deck of cards. And he said, did you know that with every deck of cards, there is an unlimited combination of how the cards could be arranged? It goes to infinity. The number of ways you can arrange the cards, and I guess when you think it through, yeah.
You mean shuffling the cards?
Shuffling the cards, you putting them back to back on top of each other, below, beside each other, that there are so many combinations of how the cards would come out as they were shuffled that it goes to infinity. I find that fascinating.
Hmm. Yeah, it also seem not correct.
Well, I mean, I'd never really thought about it before, but when you think of it in the context of music and the eight notes, or the words that we create out of 26 letters, I don't know, 52
yeah.
cards? Yeah. I would say there is a very likely possibility that could be true. So, anyway, are you impressed so far with the...
I am. The highly logical part of my brain is still not fully embracing that. But, sure, yeah.
Okay.
It is interesting, though.
Let's see what else we can do with that highly intelligent brain of yours. How about if I get you and everybody else who's listening to consider for the next 30 minutes, next 30 to 60 seconds, how important it is to put the very best things into your body. I know you like your hamburger, and I know I had a piece of chocolate cake at my sister's last night. It was so yummy, but it was, you know, so bad. It was so bad it was good. It had that gooey stuff on the outside of it, and it almost tastes like ice cream. It's so good, but yet it's so bad. So then when you want to really concentrate on doing good things for your body, you think, okay, well, I'm going to take my Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 capsule this morning. That'll make everything okay. Well, I don't know if it'll make everything okay, but it'll do wonders when it comes to your circulatory system. If your joints are bothering you, you're worried about that. The combination of krill oil and fish oil together is a brilliant, it's really a stroke of brilliance on the part of the people that have put it together at Purity Products. That's why this Krill Omega 50 Plus capsule with CoQ10 is selling so well. If you don't know about it, the way to learn is to call 800-355-1493 and sign up for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Make a big difference in your life, but you won't know that till you take it, and that's why they're giving you a free bottle so you can take it and feel and sense and know the difference. With CoQ10, you get energy. Krill oil is for your joints. Keep joint covered. It's a lubricant for the bursa, so you're not going to get, you know, what happens with your bones, they get stiff and kind of creaky. No, that won't happen when you're using Krill Omega 50 Plus. Plus, the fish oil is so good for your cardiovascular system. Gets the blood to your brain, your muscles, all the things in your body that need blood. That's everything. So start with the best. Start with Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Get on it. Take it every day. Start. The first month is free. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's the deal. 800-355-1493. Call now. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
At Caltrin, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Caltrin, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Caltrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Caltrin. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Caltrin is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself. Discover how Caltrin can help you today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I would like to have an explanation. Say that again, Doug. There it is. Victoria,
yes.
Can you explain the difference between being left of center and being liberal? Is there a difference between leftism and liberalism? And
left of center to me would just be a little more moderate, I guess, if you're just on the left side of being in the center.
Yeah.
And I guess liberalism would be further to the left.
Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you agree that many people use the terms interchangeably? Being on the left and being liberal are the same thing to some people.
On the left and liberal, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Why do you think that is? Because it really isn't.
Liber,
the meaning of the word from Latin liber is free, and it refers to freedom. Liberalism is what America is all about. America is supposed to be land of the free, home of the brave, right? And that is liber is freedom. So I don't know how this came about. I consider myself a libertarian, which really has its roots in that Latin word liber, which means free. But yet somehow over the years, those who are left of center have either been described as liberals or vice versa. I don't know how the two came together because I don't think they are the same at all. And I just came across, I was looking at some review of another book, and it was leftism and liberalism. I don't think they're the same. 21 after the hour, food for thought, DJ V time.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 4/14/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Time for us to exercise our memories here with Throwback Thursday, musically speaking, going back this time every Thursday. We go back in time for the top five songs from that week on the DJB show. So Victoria's put together this list, and Kara is executing the list. Top five songs include a song from Styx called Mr. Roboto. That is number five. Is that used on the TV show of the same name? Isn't there a show that is Mr. Roboto?
Oh, that's Mr. Robot.
I don't think so.
Oh, Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
All right. So, not saying. I don't like this song, so let's keep moving. Number four this week, 1983, Dexy's Midnight Runners. I think this may have been their only number one song. Am I right?
I don't even know if they had any other songs besides this one. I don't think I've ever heard anything from Dexy's Midnight Runners besides this.
This is such a wonderful sing-along song. If you're in your car and you're listening, turn the radio up loudly, put the windows down, and sing, "Come on, Eileen! Come on, Eileen!" The orchestration of this is so fabulous. It is such a fun song. Listen to it. Idea what they're singing, but it
sounds
fun.
I love this song, but I just always think of the video because it's like a bunch of shirtless dudes in paint-covered overalls running down the street, and I'm just like, what?
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Well, but it's a fun song to listen to. Do you agree with me? Put the windows down.
Yeah.
Just sing at the top of your lungs. Come on, Eileen!
I don't know if people love that.
Okay, next tune. Another English group that had significant impact on pop music for decades. This is Duran Duran with the number three song this week. 1983 is the year. Hungry Like a Wolf. Three of the top five from this weekend. 83, Victoria. Three of them are good. Number four, number three, and number two belongs to Culture Club. This guy really knew how to do this silly stuff. Boy George. Every time I hear him or see him, I think of the time I met him on that stage in England with Uri and my daughter. My daughter was so... She'd never seen anything so bizarre in her life. We went This Uri had invited Megan, went to school in England, and Uri and I became great friends while I was going back and forth to England, so I always stayed at his house. He said to me one night, "Dog, let's go to the theater. Call Megan and have her meet us there." So we go. I didn't know what we were going to see, and he'd gotten a call, I didn't know this earlier in the day, from Boy George, with whom he was friends, and Boy George wanted him to come see this show about his life. It was the damnedest thing I'd ever seen in my life. It was so bizarre.
What era of Boy George is this? Is this like Boy George, like bald, like no hair, like just kind
Boy
of
picking up garbage on the side of the road?
No,
Boy George?
Boy George understanding his sexuality. It was just...
That doesn't help narrow it down.
Well,
what year? Was this like was the 80s?
What year was the show?
Yeah, well,
about
what
year? Like, no, this would have been the 90s, late 90s. Yeah. Anyway, so, but George, what's his last name? Boy, George is George. What's his last name? George. It's a pretty
simple. I actually have no idea.
Yeah, no, I'll remember a while with this. And to the number one song from this week, Michael Jackson spent 7 weeks with Billie Jean at the top of the charts. And all these 80s stations, you hear this song about once an hour. They just played this ad nauseum. It's kind of worn out on me. But still, good song. One of his best. Michael's Billie Jean. It was about Billie Jean King, in case you didn't know that. Does everybody know that, though, right? You didn't know that?
No.
Yes.
Is that real?
Yes.
Sure that's, I feel like that's fake news. We're going to do some research on that after this.
Yes, you can believe me. It's me saying this. 28 past the hour.
Today's automotive news. On the back of the successful launch of Hyundai's compact SUV, the Kona, comes the Kona Electric, with segment-leading 250 miles of estimated range on electricity alone. It has a bold, fresh fascia. The Kona has a high-efficiency 201 horsepower electric powertrain, a standard floating touchscreen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto capabilities, and Hyundai's SmartSense forward collision avoidance assistant. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow, Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Four after the hour, focusing on your health and well-being. A lot of attention on this program given to your health, the food you eat, that sort of thing. This is the DJV show, by the way. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. There's a woman who has testified against Governor, Eric Greitens. Is that how you pronounce his name? Missouri Governor? Greitens.
Sounds right.
The attorney general in Missouri is a Republican named Josh Hawley, who coincidentally is running against Claire McCaskill, who was the widow of the former senator. She got the job because he died, and then she's stayed there for a number of years. Now he's running against her. And it just coincidentally, because he's looking for some headlines, I'm just assuming that, he's gone after this guy, the attorney general, going after the governor. And so apparently the testimony is that the governor and this woman had not an always consensual agreement. That is, sometimes apparently the sex was consensual, sometimes it wasn't. So under the circumstances.
That's a weird thing to say.
That's exactly.
Not you. I mean, in Jesus. Like,
no. Yeah, it's. I think this is a. Yeah, now listen. I have nothing. I'm not interested in trying to promote the governor. I think he's kind of a scumbag from what I read about him anyway. But this is one of those examples where some politician can grab a headline and do something with it. Because I don't know how, if you are in a relationship, unless it's, well, I suppose you can change your feelings about somebody. You may be madly in love with them or in lust with them, and...
But how does sex go from consensual to non-consensual?
That's the question.
Well, I think that there can be different. It's not like within one time. I don't know. You can be raped by someone that you're in a relationship with. Like, there can be plenty of times where you don't want to have sex with someone.
Yeah, but then you go back to them, and then you have consensual sex?
Yeah, that part is kind of weird to me. The only thing, this guy doesn't really seem like a great guy in that they had one encounter, and then he told her afterwards, at least she claims he did, that everyone will know you're a little word that starts with a W-H. Everyone will know what a little blank you are if you tell anyone about this encounter. So, like, it sounds kind of verbally abusive.
Right.
I don't know if that's the word that she would use, but he just sounds like not that great of a dude.
Well, people who do this sort of thing, I think, in general, are not a great human beings anywhere. Anyway. All right. Let's keep moving here. This sort of... When I look at these things, the Bill Cosby, all of these things that continue to get our attention as the Me Too movement gains more esteem and we learn the difference between that which is consensual and that which is not. And then we look at the lives of leading women or women just in an average sense, people who are working, they have children, responsibilities at home. It's a very engaging thing to be a woman, it would seem. This from a guy, at least outside looking in, I think to myself, I wonder if I could do all of those things that are expected of many women. United States losing ground in the women working department. We used to be a leader in that category. As a matter of fact, if you look back over the last 30 years or so, America and Sweden were the leaders when it came to prime age women having jobs and having families. And this is a whole different thing. Explain, if you will, to me, if you want to, ladies, how it is, why is it different for a woman to be working and be a family leader and a man to be working being a family leader? Is it that we've changed these roles so much? Why is it, it would seem to me that in the sphere of equality, if a woman wants to work and be a mother, and a father, as a father is working but he has responsibilities as a father, isn't that equality?
Well,
the workforce... Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Yes. But the problem, though, is if you're asking what fundamentally the difference is, moms just have more involvement traditionally with the kids and have to juggle more than a working dad.
But is that changing? Doesn't that seem to be changing? Aren't
well,
more
there are a lot of stay-at-home
involved?
Dads. Yeah.
Or not even stay-at-home dads. Dads just that are more actively involved in the lives of their children.
Oh,
than
yes.
Used to be the case. I have no involvement. My father and I had little, I shouldn't say it's not fair to him to say we didn't have a lot of involvement. We didn't have much involvement. I was much more involved with my children, and I see them being much more involved in their child than I was with them and my father was with me. It seems to be a progression of things. When I think about my daughter and her husband, both have full-time teaching commitments at UCLA. Megan now is close enough so she can walk to school. And so she leaves the house at 6 o'clock in the morning on the days that she lectures and isn't expected to have office hours. She's there until 6 o'clock at night. And they work their schedule out. So now Miles is going to a preschool on the days that she doesn't have to be there early, she brings him to preschool. And the days that her husband doesn't have to be at class or over at campus early, he brings Miles to school.
So I think that's very normal for today.
Well,
yeah.
So that's what I mean. Yeah, I'm asking that whether they don't have any outside involvement. The caretakers are the two of them and my son Brendan and me when I'm there. Once in a blue moon, they have a babysitter, but they haven't had good experiences, so they just don't bother. They just don't go out.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, I said, listen, anytime you want to go to the movies or do something, just let me know. And it's almost like they prefer staying at home with him.
Well, that, once that's, in a while, yeah.
They want a night out, but right. They find it to be...
I think couples need that break.
I think they do, too.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Anyway, the study that's out today from the International Monetary Fund focusing on women's participation in the workforce, United States was number one. Then they went back and forth with Sweden was one, back and forth for 20, 30 years. And now, a lot of European countries, Australia, Canada, Japan as well, catching up with women in the workforce, which seems strange, at least as far as Japan is concerned, because they're a very sexist, racist society. And the fact that Japanese women are catching up with Japanese men in the numbers in the labor force, I find very interesting. It's kind of, I wonder if this is going to happen in the Middle East, because in the Middle East, women don't work at all, or they aren't. They're not encouraged to work, let's put it that way. But now, with things opening up, especially when you see what's happening in Saudi Arabia, can the next stop on this train be women at work? Women do not work in Saudi Arabia. But is that the next stop?
Could be.
And does this make a difference? You know, the whole, I'm looking at now the workforce participation in Sweden, America, Canada, France, England, Japan, Germany, Australia, South Korea, Italy, and Spain. On the top 10, Spain, 34% of working-age women work, whereas in Sweden, 89% of women working-age actually work. In South Korea, it's 66%. Italy, 68%. It's an interesting look at these stats. How many women are working in these countries? Percentage of women that are of the age and capability of working. Is that interesting?
Yeah, I think.
Am I the only one who found that interesting?
No, I think that especially, well, Saudi Arabia interests me because there's been so many, it just seems within 6 months, women were granted the ability and the permission to drive.
Yeah.
And within a month or so ago, they also, which is huge, in a divorce, which you wouldn't even think about divorce being legal, but it is in Saudi Arabia. Now women are actually allowed to maintain custody of their children in a divorce. In the past, women lost their children. If they got divorced, that was it. They lose the kids.
Yep.
So I think that's also a pretty big improvement.
Yep. All right, let's think about something else that's an improvement. If you're a small business person or a business owner of a business of any size, this doesn't have to be for small business people, although I think they're the ones getting in on the bandwagon, the ground floor. If you have a company that has a .com something .edu or .org and you want something different for your email handle, go to easyemail.tech, T-E-C-H, easyemail.tech, and create your own. I changed mine. The DougStephan.com will stay, but there'll be a DougStephan.tech and a DougStephan. You can have a these people can create DougStephan.radio. Anything you want for your small business or your business of any size, go to Easy Email. Toll free, the number is 844-344-7607. They'll get you all set up with your own .com or .shop or .tech or whatever .dot you want. It's professional email that sets you apart from the rest of the world's email addresses. Easy Email. Based in this country, you'll talk to a real person when you call 844-344-7607.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Here we have about 45 after the hour now. Let's pay attention to a specific area of your body and your health that you don't think much about unless it doesn't work well. We have with us Dr. Jack Braha, who is a fellow in I'm going to pronounce this correctly, Doctor. Is it Maimonides Medical Center? How do you pronounce that?
Yes, hi. I'm out here in New York City practicing in private practice and also affiliated with the Mount Sinai Brooklyn Hospital.
Okay, that's what it is. All right, but there's a name for it that goes with it that probably isn't important to the life and course of our conversation. You've done a lot of research in the area of gastroenterology and liver disease. So how much of a problem is that now and the related things that go with it in our country?
Yes, I'm a board-certified gastroenterologist practicing here, and bowel diseases and bowel symptoms are quite common. One of the most common disorders and diseases that we see is irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or diarrhea, as well as chronic idiopathic constipation. You know, this affects millions and millions of folks, and some surveys, chronic idiopathic constipation, known as CIC, affects up to 35 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, up to 13 million people in some estimates.
So the reason I thought this was applicable and wanted to have you here, a lot of folks this spring have had real gastro problems because of this severe, this stomach flu, the bug that has created hell for some people for weeks at a time, where they have a lot of constipation. And I wonder if there is a way that is a quick way, a service to people who are going through this who want some kind of relief. Is there some kind of relief that's easy to get to straighten things out with your movements? I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but that's really what the problem is, right? You're losing the consistency of your movements.
Right, and you know, to talk about it is the first step, really. It's hard for people to bring up this topic of poop. And, you know, we need to make the poop conversation a lot easier, particularly with folks and their doctors. So if your listeners are out there suffering from what you just brought up here, constipation, you know, they need to look at their symptoms and see if there's a chronic condition going on where these are relapsing and recurring over the course of months. You know, the first step is really to speak with their physician, because there are options out there for treatment. And I'm here today as a paid spokesman for Allergan and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals. We're involved in this field. And, you know, the first step after speaking with your physician is to look at what is the right treatment to get you back on course. And that could be anything from fiber and increasing the amount of water in one's diet, exercising, moving, we know helps quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
There are some over-the-counter remedies that are intended for short-term treatments that we know of and we see commonly on the shelves of our supermarkets and our drugstores. And then there are prescription medications that are out there that, you know, are specifically designed and FDA approved to treat chronic idiopathic constipation and IBS-C, like Linzess.
Linzess is the product you're talking about. Does this affect the other extreme diarrhea? Because there's a lot of diarrhea associated with problems of the intestine and the stomach as well, right?
Right. So that is a whole other animal we talk about often, is IBS with diarrhea. That is different. What we're talking about here are folks who have hard bowel movements, difficult to pass bowel movements, pains and aches related to this, and that's where that drug would come into play.
Right. All right, now you are an allopath as well. You've studied allopathic medicine. How does that interact with this? How does that play into your overall view of these problems?
Right, so I graduated from an osteopathic school and did an allopathic training, residency, and fellowship. And I think that allows us to bring in all different modalities to treat our patients, whether it's hands-on medicine, natural or complementary therapies, hands-on treatments, combining them with conventional medicines.
Mm-hmm. What's the website where people can go to get more info on what you're talking about?
A great resource for folks who suffer from this is linzess.com.
All right. Linzess, linzess.com. Thank you, Dr. Jack Braha here.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour on the DJV show, it's Movie Moments time. Chuck Curry is not with us today. That does not preclude Victoria and I from looking at some of the highly touted movie news. For example, James Bond, or at least Daniel Craig as James Bond, opening up about the character of James Bond and how, in the wake of the Me Too movement and Time's Up, he's moving the spy away from his womanizing reputation. He said, quote, "I've been trying to do that gently for the past four movies, and I'm going to continue to do that." You know, over the course of the years, James Bond, John is his brother. James Bond has been known for saving the world and seducing women. But he says in the new James Bond movie they're working on now, there's going to be a new side to him. "We're in the middle of shooting it now," he said. He confirmed he was returning for the fifth time. I think he signed a deal that will bring him back for two more movies, if I'm not mistaken, and he's going to get paid $200 million to do it. I guess I'd come back for it, right? Wouldn't you do that?
I think I could.
Painful as it might be. Anyway, it's just interesting to see. There is some talk about a woman playing James Bond, too, isn't there?
Well, that gets floated around a lot. I don't think that that's a good idea.
I don't think that's an awful idea.
And I think that you can have a spin-off, or, you know what, how about, and in the last couple of movies, Daniel Craig, maybe he had influence on this, Moneypenny has actually become almost an action hero herself.
Yes.
Starting from Skyfall. So yeah. That, to me, is that's a better, more efficient way of equalizing men and women and having M be Judi Dench for all those years, too.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know how much he had to do with that, but I think it's true that, you know, he can still have a love interest in movies, but I think if he wants to make the James Bond franchise more female-friendly and get more females to see it, I think there has to be more women who actually have an action part, who actually, you know, contribute to the plot of the movie instead of just kind of being sexy on the side.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so there's the twist, the new twist on the James Bond movies. In a focus on Grand Theft Auto, we're going to scratch our heads. You're all going to scratch your heads in a moment right after this.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. In whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more.
Excuse me, sir.
Find your way home.
Okay, this is amazing. Grand Theft Auto V, the video game that pushed mature content to new heights. Ugh. Most profitable title, more than any film, any book. It's not just the video game world. It's every made more money. Grand Theft Auto V made more money than any film, book, or game ever. Came out in 2013. It's taken in $6 billion. So far, I don't have the slightest idea.
I do not get the allure of these games.
I don't either.
Like, you just drive around and hit people and kill people and steal cars and stuff. I don't really get what's so fun about that. Well,
it's crazy.
What in the world? What values do people have if they think this is entertaining? It's really amazing.
It's just so sad that it beat every book. It beat Harry Potter. It's really sad.
Yep. Speaking of Harry Potter, did you know he was going through puberty when they filmed the first Harry Potter movie, and they had to put a different voice in because his voice kept cracking? I just saw that.
Wow.
His voice was breaking during the filming, so they had to use another guy's voice on it.
Kind of embarrassing.
Kind of.
Poor Daniel Radcliffe.
How old was he? 13 or 14?
He started out at like 7, though.
7.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.